Put yourselves in the shoes of Jesus Christ. Imagine that after emphasizing for centuries upon centuries the monotheistic nature of Judaism, you now have to reveal to the whole world that you are the second person of the Trinity. You're called to reveal one of the greatest mysteries of reality that the human mind has never even conceived of. You're not trying to contradict the oneness of God, but rather you are revealing its full depths. So how would you do it? How did Jesus do it? When Jesus does some of his healings in the Gospels, he does something quite intentional and seemingly peculiar. When he goes to heal the man who was paralyzed for 38 years, what day does he choose to heal him? St. John's Gospel tells us that Jesus healed him on the Sabbath. Now, this man had been waiting to be healed for 38 years. Surely Jesus could have waited another day, or maybe he could have healed him even a day earlier. See, what Jesus does is reveals that he is intentionally and deliberately healing this man on the Sabbath. But why? This is what the Jews of Jesus' time asked him. Why are you healing on the Sabbath? It seemed to them that Jesus was breaking Jewish law by working on the Sabbath. But Jesus responds by saying this. He says, "My Father is still working, and I also am working." This is very interesting because in the book of Genesis, it tells us that on the seventh day, God rested from his work of creation. But within Jewish tradition with the rabbis, there was a development. And since that time of creation, God indeed has been working on the Sabbath. Because the rabbis made a very simple observation. There are two things that happen on the Sabbath. There are two things that happen regardless of whether it's the Sabbath or not. And that is death and life. People dying and people being born. But who has the power to give life and to give death? God alone. And so in this way, these two events reveal that God is still working, even on the Sabbath. And that's what Jesus means when he says that God is still working. And then later on in this gospel we heard today, it says that the Father raises the dead and gives life, referring to his work on the Sabbath. But the whole point of this is to show that it is not only the Father who is working, but the Son who is working as well. Jesus is saying it is legitimate to be working on the Sabbath for him, because just as the Father gives life on the Sabbath, so too the Son can give life on the Sabbath. Yet the Jews get angry at him and want to kill him because he was calling God his own Father and thereby making himself equal to God. So they miss the whole point. How else was Jesus going to reveal his divine nature? It was as if Jesus was saying to himself, "I'll do something that only God can do. That is, heal someone on the Sabbath. Give life to someone on the Sabbath. That is how I reveal to them that I am God." Yet the Jewish people got so caught up in the sacredness of the Sabbath, they neglected the ultimate sacredness due to the Lord of the Sabbath, who was right in front of them. Yet for most of us, we're not tempted to deny the divinity of Jesus or the sacredness of Jesus in the Mass, but maybe we're tempted to deny the sacredness of his presence in our daily lives, where he's waiting for us. And sometimes we can completely miss him. If you have read the diary of Saint Faustina, you'll notice something very remarkable about her and also about the saints. She talks to Jesus about everything. She's constantly in dialogue with Jesus. So obviously she talks about her spiritual life, her dryness in her spiritual life, her desire to have this good spiritual director, all these different things. But what's interesting as well, that she even talked to Jesus about potatoes. St. Faustina was given the task of working with the large pot of potatoes, but she knew that she was weak, that when she was pouring out the water with the potatoes, she would pour out half of the potatoes with the water too. And so when she was given that task, she kind of shied away from it. And so in that moment, she prayed to Jesus. And in her heart, she could hear that Jesus said, "I will strengthen you." So the next time she went to empty out the pot with the potatoes, instead of seeing potatoes, she saw a bunch of the most beautiful roses she had ever seen. And then she heard God speaking to her heart. And this is what she heard. "I change such hard work of yours into bouquets of most beautiful flowers, and their perfume rises up to my throne." So from then onwards, St. Faustina loved pouring out the potatoes, or not the potatoes, but the water, because she saw how the difficult work in her life was actually pleasing God. The sacredness of our worship is meant to transform our lives into sacred moments so that our whole life becomes a sacrifice of praise. So let us open our hearts to God's presence in our daily lives, for we could be missing out on the God who is right in front of our eyes, the God who is the Lord of the Sabbath and the Lord of our daily life.